From Southwark News for February the 21st, 82-year-old conned out of life savings by Emma Ailes. An 82-year-old Woolworth pensioner has been left penniless after conmen stole £6,000 he had saved to pay for his funeral. Former print worker Ernie Barron, who lived on his own in Fleming Road, was targeted by fraudsters who tricked him into handing over his entire life savings. The confidence tricksters even convinced bachelor Ernie to withdraw his £1,000 overdraft, which he had never touched before, meaning he is now in debt. Despite being left shaken and unable to sleep, Ernie has taken the brave decision to speak to Southwark News in the hope of warning other elderly and vulnerable people about the con. Ernie's niece, Gillian Elwood, 52, explained, "Somebody purporting to be from Barclays Fraud Squad called my uncle completely out of the blue on Thursday and said that his account had been hit with a £1,000 bill at Argos and £1,500 at Selfridges. They said that they had the man in custody for what had happened, but in order for him to be prosecuted, the money left in Ernie's account was needed as evidence to be held overnight. They told him it will be back in his bank account by 2 p.m. the next day. Obviously for you or I, alarm bells would be ringing, but my uncle is an elderly man of a generation who trusts people they believe are in position of authority, police officers, doctors, bank managers. It is a disgusting thing to do to target someone like my uncle." The fraudster arranged for a taxi to pick Ernie up from his home and take him to Barclays in Kennington Road, where he had been told not to mention why he wanted the money, in case it was an inside job. The cashier allowed him to withdraw every penny of his account, plus his £1,000 overdraft, Gillian said. No questions were asked. He just showed him his driving license. The fraudster had told him to take the money back home and package it up so it didn't look like cash. Then a courier came round and collected it. Ernie became worried not long after the courier left and called his family, and police are now investigating. But the experience has left the pensioner severely shaken. "I was a bundle of nerves last night," Ernie said. "I couldn't go to sleep. I didn't want to eat or do anything. You know, I thought everything was genuine. My interpretation in life is that I wouldn't do anything to hurt anybody. In fact, I try to help people. The money was for my funeral. I think I had about £50 left in the world now. Luckily, I have my family to look after me. I just don't want this to happen to anyone else who doesn't have family to take care of them." Ernie's family have asked Barclays to cancel the £1,000 overdraft, saying that better security procedures should have been in place at the branch. A spokesperson for Barclays said that they could not comment on individual customers, but said fraudsters are becoming more brazen in their attempts to steal people's money, so we all need to become more security conscious.